Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
This is the fabulous Adam Richard,
and I have a theory.
Oh, hello, chickens. Welcome back. We are going to be looking at a Tales of the TARDIS, which I know technically aren't available here, but I think they're easily found online. So one of them is The Mind Robber, which was a 5-part Doctor Who story, but all of the episodes are like hilariously short. So it kind of only runs about... Like, it doesn't quite go for, you know, as long as 5 episodes should go. Like, I think one of them's only 19 minutes long. It was, yeah, famously, apparently, at the time, there was a 6-episode story that they just went, this is not really, this doesn't have 6 episodes in it. So they cut one. Which meant they had a whole spare episode. So the first episode of The Mind Robber is essentially improvised. Not really. But it was like written in a hurry. It's very surreal. It's just a lot of, you know, it was filmed in a void because they had no sets. It used some robots that were on another production. It's one of the most berserk episodes of Doctor Who you've ever seen, but it's amazing. But yeah, so Tales of the TARDIS is where I think there's 6 of them. And the one starring Wendy Padbury and Fraser Hines is so sweet. So basically they arrive in this thing. It's established in the first episode with Peter Davison and Janet Fielding as Tegan, that it's a memory TARDIS. So it's like... it's sort of a TARDIS, but it's just crammed full of things. Like, you know, there's affairs in one point. There's the number plate from the Whomobile that that John Pertwee used to drive around for ages. There's just so many things. There's an 80s TARDIS console on the roof. There is the weird kind of... the weird roof of the old 60s TARDIS that, you know, had like a light behind it, like a sort of weird hexagonal shape with a circle in it, which kind of went on to, I guess, inform the more recent TARDIS designs. Anyway, there's one of those just sort of hanging there in the roof. And at one point, like, chairs sort of appear in the middle of the TARDIS. And so the people who are in there sit down at these chairs and tell a story over a fireplace, which is the crystal structure from Jodie Whittaker's TARDIS. So it's very cute. There's also inside this TARDIS, what looks like the vents that used to get the heating into my house where I used to live in Melbourne. Anyway, there's consoles everywhere. There's, you know, wall decor from many different TARDISes. It just looks like a Doctor Who fan's house, frankly. It's just cluttered with stuff from the old series. And there are about six different TV sets sitting around, mostly in black and white. So they're all the old, what the Doctor used to call the scanner, where they would, you know, see what was outside the TARDIS. So they're everywhere. Anyway, Jamie and Zoe just sort of appear in this place and they're like, oh my God, how did we get here? Where's the Doctor? Obviously, Patrick Troughton's no longer with us, so he's off traveling the universe. Jamie reveals that he's got, like, I think he's 16 grandchildren. He had five daughters. I know, hilarious. And apparently all of them had hairier legs than him. I mean, he's a Highlander. And getting about on the Highlands, they need all that body hair to keep warm. It's cold up there. Zoe is now... She said, I also have a child. She's got a son. She met a man in Australia. Ah, and she's on her third term as president of the Earth. And she's wearing a fantastically glittery, sparkly robe, which is, yeah, she's amazing. So at the Wendy Padbury event I went to, she said they filmed this in one day. I mean, it's only 6 minutes of content, really, she said, but it took 11 hours, which is, yeah, considering that they used to film the entire half-hour TV show in, like, 2 to 3 hours. after a week of rehearsals, like, you're just like, oh my God, this is amazing. So yeah, it's written by Pete McTighe, who, you know, has quite some experience in writing these kind of little nostalgia fests. I mean, he wrote Kablam during the Jodie Whittaker era, and he wrote the is it Praxis, the one about the plastic with the spaceman. So he's written for the show, but he also writes all of those and produces, I think, and maybe even directs all of those glorious little nostalgic videos that come out when they're releasing one of the Doctor Who Blu-rays for the old series. So yeah, he's quite experienced in working on these kinds of things. And one of my favorite things about this Tales of the TARDIS opening is that they basically reveal very early on that they've remembered everything. Because I don't know if you remember when we were doing the War Games, which, if you are new to this podcast, we covered the War Games back in the 200s, like the 270s. I don't know. I can't remember. I haven't got my spreadsheet up. lovely Josh Snares, who does some great YouTube videos, was asking the other day, he goes, every Doctor Who fan has a spreadsheet. What's yours? Like, mine is a spreadsheet that I got from somewhere else that I just co-opted to put in what episodes I'd talked about in my podcast. And what episode, like, when I talked about it, but I haven't opened it today. So I remember it was the 200s. That's about it. We're in the 800s now. It was a long time ago. We're getting, like, we're creeping up to the 900s. Like, this is episode 839. Like, where does the time go? Well, I talk too much about nothing. I mean, I talk a lot about Doctor Who, but I also take some strange left turns, such as into spreadsheet world. I do love this idea of Doctor Who fans and their spreadsheets. Like, I've been sent some spreadsheets, some glorious spreadsheets from many fun fans. What was the one... James, was it you who sent me the one with, like, where you'd assembled all of the titles that had been used and when they'd been used, like the words that were used in the titles? And, like, there was a word cloud, you know, which was like, it was like fear and terror in big letters, and the word the, I think, was the most overused word. Oh, that was probably back in the 400s. Who knows when that episode was. But yeah, I love that every fan has a spreadsheet. I'm sure being president of the Earth, Zoe has a lot of spreadsheets across her desk. Like, we use a lot of spreadsheets at Hard Quiz because, you know, it's a TV production. Spreadsheets, you know, rundowns are done in spreadsheets. Everything's a spreadsheet. Anyway, so Zoe and Jamie are reminiscing about their time with the Doctor, having remembered things. And at one point, Zoe's talking about her son, who she called James. And Jamie's like, oh, after me. And she's kind of like... And it's like this cute little moment of like, oh, of course. I guess it was. Like, because she didn't remember ever, like, you know. I mean, like, she remembered meeting him on the wheel in space. And then her memory was wiped from there on in. So all the adventures she and Jamie and the Doctor had gone on, other than that first one with the Cybermen in the space station that she worked at as an astrophysicist, she didn't remember anything. So Jamie would have just been some guy she met from outer space, but also from history. But yeah, and then she's like, oh no, yeah, we spent a lot of time together, so of course I named my son after you. It's really cute. But yeah, they sit down in these chairs to then discuss or reminisce about the Mind Robber, which starts in a volcano. Anyway, more on the Mind Robber in the next episode.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.